Tonight, the criminal case against former FBI Director James Comey is in serious doubt after a stunning admission in court by President Trump's hand-picked prosecutor. Lindsay Halligan has never tried a criminal case. Today, the judge put her on the spot, and she admitted she did not show the full grand jury the final version of the indictment before the four persons signed it. The disclosure shocked the courtroom into silence. Comey and his family began whispering, and his attorney called for the case to be thrown out. Trump installed Halligan after he forced out her predecessor, who determined there was not enough evidence to charge Comey. Sources told ABC News career prosecutors documented the conclusion in a memo. Today, when the judge asked about that memo, Halligan's partner said Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche ordered him not to discuss it.
I stand by what the testimony you summarized.
Comey has pleaded not guilty to charges he misled the Senate Judiciary Committee when he denied authorizing leaks to the press.
I have great confidence in the federal judicial system, and I'm innocent. So let's have a trial.
Comey was indicted days after President Trump publicly urged his attorney general to pursue charges against his political enemies, demanding justice must be served now. Comey's attorneys seizing on that post in court, arguing the case is vindictive. It is effectively an admission that this is a political prosecution. But today, prosecutors insisted Halligan brought the case on her own, telling the judge Ms. Halligan was not a puppet.
The judge is now weighing the actions of this prosecutor, David, who lacks criminal experience and who acknowledged she never showed the full grand jury the final copy of the indictment. There are more written arguments to come, but tonight, David, the case against James Comey seems to be hanging by a thread.